For me, my Stoop story would start when I my freshman year of high school. I wasn't the best kid in the box. I wasn't one of the worst that was skipping school and drugs and nothing like that. I just wasn't doing good in school. I had 1.3 GPA my freshman year. And not knowing that could affect me in the long run, so it made my decisions early on made life harder for me later on in life, like my junior year, my senior year. But my sophomore year is where I feel like my life changed for the better. That's where I met my mentor, Mr. Hassan. Funny story, actually. I was skipping class when I met him. I was in one of my friend's class. It was a Spanish class, Spanish 2, I believe. And I was in there geeking around. I actually had a girlfriend at the time. I was messing with her. And Mr. Hassan walked in, and he was explaining about Young Men United, the program that I'm in. He was explaining it, explaining what they do, what they're like trying to do for young men and the youth in the future. And he asked if anyone wanted to sign up. Me, I just said sure. I mean, had no thought into it. I didn't read anything. I just signed, and I didn't even know that I was signing to make my life better. So going into my 11th grade year, that's when I found out that my decisions in the past affected me, and I had to work hard to get my GPA, my all-around GPA, like, up, because it was at below a 2.0. And that's when Young Men United really played a part in my life. They started showing me great things, taking me places, tutoring, and showing me a great experience in my life. And it really developed me as a man, and definitely as a person in general. Like, I wouldn't say I was a rude person growing up, but I definitely wasn't as nice, well-respected, well-mannered as I am now. I've matured a lot because of the program, and I can't thank them enough. It really, really helped me out. I always had a dream or the goal to go to college. Before I even got into high school. So that was always a goal for me. I didn't take it serious my 9th and 10th grade year. And I honestly didn't take it serious my junior year either, because I thought it was just like, whoever gonna pick me, whatever, and I can just go there. And especially for my sister, she goes to a community college. At first, I thought it was free for a while. For a while, I thought community college was free. I've been told it wasn't. I've been told it is. But I didn't really care where I was going to go. I always had dreams of going to LSU, playing D1 sports, like going to the league. But I never actually put a plan to it. I never actually thought, how am I going to get there? And it showed when most of the schools, like D1 schools that I wanted to go to, I knew I couldn't apply, or I knew I wouldn't get accepted because of my GPA and because of my past decisions. Granted, I feel like I'm a good fit for any school that I go to, but it's just, it's karma in my eyes. It's just karma. And it's a lesson to learn for me, for sure. And it's only greater from now on for me. It's only up is the way. And I thank Young Men United for shaping me into the man I am today. I really thank them for that. I'm proud of my growth. I've I've come a long way, and I want to be an inspiration, and I feel like I am because of where I started, especially where I've come from. Like, it's a lot to take in, honestly. I don't really know any advice, but it's a lot to take in. Like, my story is just a lot. This past year has been probably my, like, the greatest year of my life, just off of the achievements I have, the things that I've experienced and the things that I've earned because of me being me and the connections that I have. It's definitely something to look at. Me not only graduating twice this year, I graduated from the Young Men United program in high school. It was a ceremony for Young Men United's graduation. It was a ceremony held there to welcome the new generation and for us to pass the torch down to future young men. I gave a speech explaining, like, how I got in Young Men United, the story I've told already. And just off that alone has been big, especially when it comes to people that I've never met before already knowing me. When I walked in today, actually when I first got here, I didn't know where to go. I've seen a door that I thought I was supposed to go through, but I didn't want to just walk through and be wrong, so I asked for directions, and this nice lady helped me. I forgot her name, but this nice lady helped me, and she recognized me and asked me, "Are you the boy that spoke at the graduation ceremony for Young Men United?" I said, "I am." She was so proud of me for speaking. She said, "I gave a beautiful speech." And the funny thing she told me was, "I don't have kids, but you couldn't tell me that my kids wasn't on that stage the way I was so proud." And it was a lot. That was actually beautiful to me, because that's just it shows the impact that I have and the things that I can do for people and for people in general. Like, I love to make people smile. I love seeing people happy, whether it's from me or not. But, and the funny thing is, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't have been on that stage, because she told me to go up on a stage and talk. Just go up on there and give a speech. And I did. I was nervous. I was definitely nervous, but I did. And according to everyone, I gave a beautiful speech. And I'm a natural born speaker, even though I get nervous a lot. But I'm really proud that I've grown. And I'm still growing. I'm still going to achieve more. I'm happy for myself, and I'm happy for the people that supported me.